Greetings and salutations from beautiful Niagara. Can you believe it? The first quarter is already on behind us. We're on to the second quarter, and spring is in the air. Oh my goodness. This newsletter, we're going to talk about being an upstanding community citizen. It has many different meanings to many different people. So let's start with, you already know, the three legs to the bulletproof trifecta. Successful companies are passionate about their customers, they have wickedly simple processes, and are upstanding community citizens. This past 7-day period was the National Volunteer Week. Rather coincidentally, don't you think, a fitting time to share the bulletproof view of what it means to be an upstanding community citizen. There are many ways to look at this whole topic, and I know it won't surprise you that I believe it best for successful companies to take the long view. So this newsletter, I will assume you are on your way, and I'll just share how to make the practice work better for you. Next newsletter will tackle some of the ways you could simultaneously strengthen your community activism and your brand image. Right now, the most important thing to keep in mind, you must find ways to make it work to your advantage first, and you must remain disciplined about how you go about it. The whole area about community activism, about volunteering, it's changed over the last probably 10 years or so, and there are some very hard truths today. First, there is much less money now for good works. And there are a whole pile more causes seeking help. Also, there are fewer people stepping up, volunteering, and donating. At the same time, there's more businesses that are stepping up and volunteering and donating. But what the smart businesses have done over the last 10 years is they've gotten very strategic with their donations of cash and in kind. And I want to share with you some of the things that they now do. They have established a fixed pot of money for the year. What this does is it gives them greater flexibility in turning away what seems to be an endless supply of requests for money. It also establishes for them the kinds of causes that they will only associate with, and then it clearly publishing those guidelines on their website as an easy referral tool for both the welcomed and the unwelcomed. I have included for you two completely different examples, one from TELUS and one from Jackson Triggs. I encourage you to take a look at it and at both examples and consider putting it up on your websites. I don't know if you know or not, but in Canada, the more successful companies are associating themselves with a group called Imagine Canada. And they follow the 1% pre-tax guidelines. I have to tell you that giving 1% of pre-tax profits registers a bare blip on the radar of all profitable businesses. And then the last thing that most successful businesses do is they are demanding recognition for their efforts. And the best example I can give you is the new hospital wings that are going up. Hospital wings that now have the names of families or individuals plastered against the side of the wall, or the names of halls that get redone every 5 to 10 years with new names by the new benefactors. Because the thing is if they don't get the credit that they seek, the successful businesses of today are no longer afraid to review their decision to continue to stay with the cause. One of the things, though, that's still concerning is how to brag. Because as Canadians, here's where I wave the flag. As Canadians, we all learned that bragging and calling attention to ourselves is terrible. Good Canadians don't do that. But good Canadians will also know that when doing it with humility, tooting one's horn is indeed a beautiful thing. Plus, no one ever objects when someone else sings our praises. So the real question is, how to do it in a friendly, acceptable, quote-unquote, Canadian way. So I have a few things for you to consider to toot your own horn politely. On the front page of a website, your footer area is prime real estate. No, it's not quite as excellent as your business information area, or the area commonly referred to as above the fold, but it is still good real estate because it's on your front page. So I would suggest you consider including a blurb in the footer area of the logo and a backlink to your prime cause, or even a cluster of your causes with the phrase, "We proudly support." Alternatively, consider a tab in your main menu bar called Our Community Involvement, We Give Back, or even We Care. Now you have an entire page within your website to discuss the issues that are most dear, near and dear to your heart. Without once bragging about yourself, you're highlighting them. Please, please, please do not bury this kind of stuff in a boring blog post, because nobody, but nobody, reads your blog post for your community activism. Trust me on this. People read your blog posts for good educational content. Your community activism, your support of your causes, do not belong in your blog posts. Keep your community involvement separate and apart, and make your causes, and therefore by extension you, shine brightly. The last thought that I have for you on how to toot your own horn: on your Facebook and your Instagram feeds, designate one day a week for only your causes. Highlight your causes, their people, their activities. Start the post with, "We support, blah blah. Come and visit us at, blah blah. We love and endorse these people." None of this is bragging about you. None of this is bragging directly. What it's called is sharing the love. Trust me, by making them look good, you look fantastic. Your focused and consistent attention will all come back to you over the long haul. It's not a short-term thing. And you show your community that you are a successful leader worth paying attention to and worth doing business with. I have two parting thoughts on this. Doing business and doing good are not mutually exclusive, and it is our responsibility to prove this every day anew. This comes to us from a lady called Ofra Strauss. And the second thought is, you don't have to choose between doing good and doing well. It's a false choice. Today, more than ever, and that comes to us from Tim Cook. If you want to catch up and follow on the whole Random Acts of Business Kindness movement, click on the link right in the middle of pulling together the April Random Act of Business Kindness. It will be out very shortly. In the meantime, I wish you much success for the rest of April. This is Charlene Norman from Bulletproof Consulting signing off. Ta-ta for now.